Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Here's the name you know. How could you not know him? I was going to say you know him from, but the answer is you know him from everywhere. You're going to know him from Lone Star Shootout, New Japan, this Friday in Garland, Texas. We got Rocky Romero. Rocky, how you doing, man?
It's good to be back, Sean. Thanks for having me back on Fightful.
Always love having you here. Like, I just wish you would do something worth us talking about ever.
Like, I also love the
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support from NordVPN, because I love NordVPN. Oh, yeah. I actually use them all the time.
See, look at this. I after running that ad, I've had you, Sean Waltman, and Sammy Callahan all put over Nord, and I'm like, thank God they renewed us for 2024, or else I'd edit that completely out. I wouldn't allow that at all. But listen, one of the great things we got coming up on the schedule, New Japan Lone Star Shootout this Friday. The constant integration of New Japan into America is something that was long planned and has been executed pretty well. We've seen people like Fred Rosser completely reinvigorate their careers and lives there. What has it meant for you for New Japan to really make this imprint here in the States?
I've been committed to the project since day one, and I'm really, really just happy with how it's turned out. And I'm most happy with and excited for, you know, all the great talent that has gotten opportunities, and obviously running New Japan Strong in Japan this year was a, you know, bucket list goal. And, we're going to do it again next year for sure. And I just want to keep giving people opportunities when I can, and keep, you know, growing the brand of New Japan Strong in America and maybe in some other cool countries next year.
There's been some more. I've heard you mention a possible TV deal or something like that for New Japan Strong. Is there any progress on that? I mean, in the last day alone, we've seen people we thought were going to get TV deals just nope. And then WWE's got it all of a sudden. So, like, has there been any progress on that?
I mean, it's definitely something that we're exploring, and we're going to be working with a few people coming up here to see if we can actually make that a possibility for next year. But it's definitely one of the goals is to bring back Strong in some kind of taping and TV format, just because I loved what we did with Strong when it was weekly. And I thought it was super beneficial, obviously, for, you know, getting like younger talent to come over and doing their excursion. Like when Narita came over, you know, that was a big deal. And, and just some of the other, and it's just cool just to have that format, because it is so different from like the regular New Japan products. So it's like, it's good to build storylines. And, you know, as we progress, you know, like we've been doing the pay-per-view style shows, but hard to do storytelling with that, you know, really difficult. So, and just depending also on just Japan, you know, to do storylines is super hard as well, because they've got their own stuff going on. So, it's definitely something that we're going to keep on exploring. And hopefully I'll have some good news, you know, maybe by, you know, the end of the third quarter or second or third quarter. Yeah.
I've always talked about how it was the pandemic was sort of a happy accident for New Japan's integration into America because of Strong. And there, you know, there were situations where it's like, oh, well, of course Kenta is on this show all the time. He never moved back to Japan at that point. So there were talents that you wouldn't have expected to necessarily see there. And I loved that show. I thought it was great. I loved how talent was integrated in there. And again, I mentioned Fred Rosser, like, there were so many talent that you were like, really? Them in New Japan? And they would just kill it.
Yeah. Fred Rosser, Tom Lawler, I think are the two biggest, West Coast Wrecking Crew as well. Two biggest or three biggest success stories, I think, you know, to get integrated into the product, and then, you know, later to get opportunities in Japan. So, I hope that that will continue, and I would love to do, you know, another tour in Japan, but like maybe two or three or four even shows if possible next year, just because the fans really loved it. And I thought that the two shows that we did at Cork and were super like successful when it comes to, you know, financials and stuff like that. So I feel like, I don't know, there's a cool product for it. There's, you know, obviously in Japan, there's a, like a hardcore fan base for it. And that's not just following New Japan as well. So, you know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there's a lot of potential there, and I love to keep seeing it grow.
Speaking of potential, Will Ospreay's contract is like a big topic of conversation. And the way that I keep saying it is he might be the most interesting free agent in years because everything's on the table. WWE clearly wants him. AEW clearly wants him. TNA clearly wants him. However, New Japan has this unique ability to say, well, you know, you can stay here where you like it and still also work for MLW, CMLL, TNA, and AEW, because a lot of the inroads that you have personally made have resulted in relationships with a lot of these places. And that is something that a lot of companies can't really provide, is that unique ability to say, well, if you work here, you can also work for like four other places that you wouldn't have otherwise. I mean, what do you think that says about a lot of the work that you've done? I know that you're very humble about it, but I don't think it can be understated, like sort of the bridges that you have repaired and built.
Yeah, I feel like that's what hopefully I'll be remembered for, you know, when this is all kind of said and done. You know, obviously, you know, like the in-ring stuff, you know, I hope people will praise me for, you know, at the end. But also, yeah, I hope that, you know, all the work that I've done to, like you said, build these bridges between all these different companies and kind of New Japan being the center of all that, you know, obviously New Japan, we have amazing wrestlers, we have a crazy in-ring product. So, you know, everybody wants to work with New Japan, and I see that there's benefits for, you know, working with all these different partners for different reasons. You know, obviously working with AEW, you know, they've got, you know, one of the most talented rosters of all time right now, you know, top to bottom, you know, new stars, older stars, a women's division. I mean, you know, from top to bottom, it's such a great product. And it's also super, like, it goes along with what New Japan is, you know, because everybody there could be in New Japan or appear on a New Japan show, and there'd be a lot of interest. Hold on one second. My dog wants to.
Oh, I'm not even editing this. I can't wait to see how this goes. This is a scoop right here. I heard the dog barking earlier. I'm interested to see how he handles this dog situation.
Well, let's see. You can say hi.
Oh, look at that. What a beauty.
Thank you.
What a beautiful, oh my gosh. Look at that. He was
exclusive, fight exclusive.
was so eager to see you too. Like, I could hear so earlier.
And then he's going to ask to leave in like 2 seconds. He just wants to check to see where I'm at.
That's why I never end up letting my cats in my studio. They want in. They love the idea of being in here. And then when they get in here, they're like, well, okay, there's nothing to do. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, back to the topic, but obviously, like, working with MLW, I think I like the MLW show a lot. Like, I like Fusion. I like what they're doing on YouTube, and I think they're kind of an underrated product in a way. So, you know, it's another place that I think we could send strong wrestlers. We can send, you know, those younger talents, you know, guys like War Dogs or something could really kill it on an MLW show and kind of be like top guys there and just get some reps in, you know, definitely. AEW, like I said, you know, they've got a great product, and they also help New Japan in, you know, different ways. Forbidden Door was super successful this year. Helping out with Wrestle Dream this year was obviously like something special to me, especially with the Antonio Inoki tribute that we did. And then, you know, TNA, you know, it's crazy to call it TNA, first of all, but it's cool though. It's cool. I like it. And I think that, you saw the response for it, and, you know, people really dug it. So, and we've been working with Impact and TNA so closely over the last, year and a half, 2 years. You know, New Japan has a show on Access. We follow the Impact show. So, yeah,
was a relationship that you also had told me in the past. You're like, man, I wish I was helping out a little more when Access booted New Japan, because I think I could have salvaged that. Well, now it's back.
Yep. It's back. I love it. It's back. And the show is, it's cool to have that integration with Impact. And obviously, like, it's cool to have a Bullet Club there. We have, there's a Bullet Club Gold that's related, somewhat to New Japan and AEW. So it's like, not only is it just like New Japan, but it's also like, New Japan IP and all these different shows, which is kind of cool.
You worked a couple TNA matches like 15, 16 years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I think in like 2004 or 5.
I thought you did.
Yeah, that's Black Tiger.
You worked a couple pay-per-views. Yeah, it was Lockdown and Sacrifice. Mm-hmm.
Lockdown, yep. That's exactly it. Yep.
Man,
yep.
It's wild how things come full circle. I remember a lot of the names in that match, you look at it and you're like, my God, that's just insane.
Yeah.
Because so there's Liger. So many that are Liger was in there, and then there are like people who are influential in WWE, like PD Williams, and people who are influential in AEW, like Sanjay Dutt. Now X Division's running the world right now.
I know, it's kind of crazy. Yeah, it is kind of crazy. I always look at like everybody from my generation, that like early 2000s ROH generation, like everybody is doing something super cool in the business right now, or they're like top star, so like, I don't know. I think it's pretty unique and it's pretty cool. And definitely like shout out to Gabe Sapolsky, because he definitely had an eye for talent. And, look, like you said, look who's running the wrestling world now.
I think Goto was in that match too, which is wild.
He was
in the X Division match, but oh my God. It's funny because we had mentioned TNA and all that. I can't remember who it was I was talking to, but they referred to you and Gail Kim with the same term in wrestling. They called you the unfuckwithables. And I said, what do you mean by that? And they said, listen, it's very, very difficult to get them mad. And if anyone did, they would know that the problem lies with whoever upset these two people. Because you guys, you two are held in such regard. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That makes a lot of sense.
That's cool.
Also, it'd be a great team name right there too.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, dude, shout out to Gail Kim. OG, like she's great. One of the best of all. Yeah, she's so cool. And and just like all my interactions with her, she's always been just an amazing. You could tell like she's an amazing person. How she conducts herself and how people treat her. Yeah, like
stole her finish in my first match ever. Actually.
Oh yeah.
She was. Why'd she was a
that?
Favorite.
Why'd you
of mine.
Do that, Sean? Okay.
Because it was mine. It was mine to take. She's still be doing that anyway. She can't be doing that. So this Friday, you're facing Dorada, Tiger Mask, Atlantis. Like this shows a lot of that integration of a lot of the partnership and all of that. Is this something where like how does that even work out for these shows? That they like, who do you think would fit best in this match in this spot? Do you have a significant say in that end of things?
Definitely. I have some say in the New Japan US side. We've obviously got like a CML heavily featured match. We've also got Mystico versus TJP, which also signifies that. We've got Zack Sabre defending the TV title against Mike Bailey, who's a TNA star as well. And then we've got John Moxley, Wheeler Yuta against David Finlay and Kenta, which is that AEW integration, like you said. So yeah, it's kind of cool that New Japan USA especially has kind of been the blueprint for a true Forbidden Door, right? If you want to call it that, because we definitely
Eddie Kingston's ROH champion right now.
Eddie Kingston's ROH champion defending the Strong Championship against Satoshi Kojima. So it's a pretty stacked card. I'm actually like really excited about this card because I think that it's one of the best ones we've put together outside of New Japan proper, So I think like the pay-per-view is going to be great. You can watch it on fight.tv. It's not really that expensive. I think it's like $19.99 or something like that. So, you can also still buy tickets if you're in the Dallas Garland area.
Also Joey Janela, who is everywhere. You can call him like an everywhere talent, but I mean also heavily in GCW. So, I mean, you're getting people from every corner of wrestling involved here.
Yeah. Even GCW, like we haven't made like an official partnership with them, but you know, you've seen Minoru Suzuki be on, you know, so many great shows in the last 2 years there. We've had Desperado show up as well. I mean, it's pretty cool. Yeah. GCW, I am a fan of what they're doing. And I think, you know, Brett's doing a good job. You know, I think he's really got his finger on the pulse when it comes to professional wrestling, and, you know, he's really carved out his own little unique, area in the professional wrestling world. And so, yeah, like I think it's cool to have all this integration. I think it's what kind of makes New Japan USA kind of stick out from New Japan, and especially like some of the other, bigger products in professional wrestling. So I feel like, that's like the staple, and I'd like to continue that through next year for sure.
I got to hold the flashlight to your face and interrogate you. What do you think of CM Punk ever coming to New Japan?
You never know. You never know. I mean, I think that obviously like there's some, you know, we didn't really get to do many crossovers when Punk was with AEW. You know, there was supposed to be that Tanahashi Punk match that never happened. So, you know, I think Punk coming and doing a, you know, Wrestle Kingdom or a big show like that could be, I think, great for our product. You know, obviously getting fresh eyes and everything that he brings to it, merchandise and everything else. So I wouldn't be opposed to it at all.
And I know that obviously you and Tony Khan have a close professional relationship. Considering the nature of his exit and the fact that he got fired, is that something that even comes up? Like, is that something that you would be like, you all would be like, Tony, we know how things went, but how would that affect our relationship? Or is it something that New Japan would just be like,
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's our company. We can do what we want.
You know, I know Tony pretty well. I feel like I would probably give him the heads up, like, hey, this is what's going on, but I don't think he would have much to say about it. I mean, obviously, like, It's another company, you know, he doesn't own New Japan. And obviously, sure, even though we have a great partnership, I think that, you know, I think it's fine. You know, I think it'd be cool. I think he'd be cool with it. I think AEW would be cool with it. I don't think so. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. The way that I've looked at it, and it, based on my experiences with Tony, it's like, okay, well, he signed Juice and Switchblade. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he, in that relationship, I think he understands there's give and take in almost every situation like that. And that's probably why it's worked out so well. What was your reaction to the Sunglasses Tony promo last year when there were rumors that Nick Khan and WWE were working with New Japan and Tony put his sunglasses on? Because yeah, I can tell you, even people in WWE thought that was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was great. I thought it was great. You know, I think that that's the kind of stuff that obviously people are attracted to. You know, it's easy. Yeah, I mean, it's like easy trolling stuff that's, you know, definitely doesn't hurt anybody. So, you know, it just kind of gets people to talk about it. You know, it's like the old billionaire Ted stuff that, you know, WWF used to do. So I loved it. I thought it was great. I think he called me like a couple of minutes before, and he was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this thing. And he kind of explained it really quick. And I was like, oh, yeah, you should definitely do that. That sounds hilarious. Yeah. Gets That's people fantastic. Talking, right? And everybody's always on him about Twitter and stuff like that. I think he's great. I mean, look, he's a promoter, right? Like, it's the same thing as like a Don King would do, you know, back in the day. And he's using, you know, social media as a tool to get people to talk about the product and tune in. So, I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong with it at all.
A reminder, as we start to wrap up, Lone Star Shootout this weekend, Friday, November 10th in Garland, Texas. You can check it out on Fight. I've always wondered, I mean, obviously you've been involved with Chaos, but you're about as close to a Bullet Club member without being one that there has ever been because of your proximity to some of their members. Has there ever been discussions of you jumping ship and joining Bullet
Club? Bullet Club? No. I don't think... Especially like its current version of Bullet Club, I don't think that there's really a spot for me, you know, at all. Sure. But
there certainly has been.
For sure. But I don't know. I feel like the position that I'm at is just makes it a lot easier for a lot of things to happen, especially for the stuff that I do backstage, you know. So if I turned complete heel and joined Bullet Club, I feel like that would make things a little more difficult for me than, you know, sure. So I like the spot that I'm in. I like, I do love being a heel and, you know, going over to CML this year and really getting to explore that side, because it's been so long, has been awesome for me and creatively, especially like personally, like getting to do all, you know, a bunch of things that I've always wanted to do or had ideas and get to kind of flex and do that, you know, like making the music video and going in on Volador and talking crap about Masco Dorada and you know, like I've loved the stuff that I've done in CMO this year like so much. I think it's obviously the best single stuff I've done for sure, and you know, maybe some of the best work of I've ever done, you know, really honestly.
What I always say about Gallows and Anderson is they will say the most ridiculous shit to me and I will think that they're lying, and they are never lying. They are never lying. And like 6 months later, whatever they will have said comes to fruition. Is there anything off the top of your head that you can remember that you're like, man, what the hell are y'all talking about? Then it occurs and you go, these guys somehow they are plugged into everything while also simultaneously knowing nothing.
I feel like it's because they're so not a threat to anyone, and they're so fun, you know, they're fun to be around, that I feel like people spill a lot of tea to them, you know, and they kind of know what's going on completely. And plus, like, they've been in the business for so long now, and they've been into so many places, and they have so many great connections with pretty much everyone. You know, I feel like, yeah, they definitely know kind of where they can see where things are going. First off, and then as well, yeah, I think people don't see them as much of a threat, so they know a lot of stuff that goes on.
I do the same thing. Rocky Romero says Gallows and Anderson aren't a threat to anyone. I get like a DM that's just like from one of them, LOL.
That's my Jesus favorite part Christ. About doing these interviews is all these stupid headlines that go up after.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Like, I interviewed Osprey. He's like, bruv, I love doing these interviews with you, but they always get me in trouble. I always think I don't say anything that controversial. He's like, then
they
somebody.
Still find a way. He's like,
and it ain't even your headlines. He's like, no. It's somebody else.
Yeah, no, it happens all the time. It's terrible. It's like, come on, guys. Like that.
Now you got the Twitter accounts that will just take two lines and paste a picture up there. It's you with an eye patch saying like screw Gallows and Anderson. Yeah, and that's it.
No, for sure, that's going to be Gallows and Anderson are not a threat. You know, and they're going to make it like into something that it's not for sure.
I love it. Guys, check out Lone Star Shootout Friday, November 10th.
Are we done already?
We can be. Sure. If you want to keep going.
Is that it?
If you want to keep going, listen, I can ask you about Mercedes. I can ask you about Stardom. I can ask you about a lot of other stuff you want.
Yeah, let's talk. Let's get people to click on this interview.
Okay. Hell, I was just trying to be respectful of your time, but let's do it. How has it been working with Stardom and with Rossi? Because, I mean, I'll just say that.
it's obviously challenging, you know, because working with New Japan proper in Japan, you know, especially for the US stuff can be difficult because they're full-time running promotion. You know, they've added so many more shows this year, so it's obviously difficult to work out schedules and get people that, you know, we need for New Japan Strong. And then the same thing goes with Stardom. You know, they've obviously, they're a sister promotion and, you know, they're a great partner as well for New Japan. You know, we're all under the Bushiroad umbrella. And, but yeah, so I think that like fans don't quite understand that part. You know, I mean, they're like, well, why aren't we getting this or why aren't we getting that? And it's like, well, Stardom runs, you know, 100+ shows a year and they've got their own storylines and their own things going on. But I do think that the integration this year has really shown, you know, and kind of shown what we could do even more for next year. So, you know, having Julia as a strong women's champion, and she's done such a great job in defending it. And I think people have a large interest in wanting to see what she does and who she defends her title against. So, you know, I want to have more Stardom involvement. I obviously, like, we have the New Japan Academy. We've got some great female wrestlers that have gone through the Academy, and I'd like to see them get over to Stardom as well. You know, so I think that's all kind of hoping that's the direction that we go for next year. And, you know, I do think the Stardom product is awesome. There's so many good female wrestlers there. So like having them come over and do New Japan Strong, I think is really cool. And, you know, so whatever we can do to help Stardom, especially in the US and kind of grow their audience, I'm all for.
As of now, at least to your knowledge, is Mercedes slated to do any more work like between the two companies or anything like that? Or is that a, we'll see when we get there type of thing? Cause she's been dealing with a pretty severe injury.
Yeah. At this point it's all, you know, we'll see when she's back and she's, you know, 100% and she can, you know, fully go the way that she wants to go, you know? So, we'll see. I'm hoping to have a conversation with her and her agent pretty soon here. So, I don't know.
Make sure you let me know how that goes.
I don't know. You'll be the first to know.
put me on a three-way call or just, you know.
Obviously I would love to see her back in New Japan and Stardom both, you know, so doing New Japan US, you know, doing, you know, a major New Japan show in Japan, also, you know, doing more Stardom things in Stardom in Japan. I mean, she's one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen, you know, like truthfully, having her just be associated with both companies obviously was really, really cool. And, you know, I feel like there's still a lot of stuff that we could still do. So I think there's some interest on her part. It feels that way. So, once she's healthy, we'll see where, where we go with it. And but definitely all open to it. It was obviously an amazing experience having her and working with her. She's such a pro, like a pro's pro, like really, really,
yeah.
She is. And she's got great ideas. And yeah, just working with her overall was just a pleasure. So I'd love to have her back. I hope she can definitely come back and start and work with us again. And, you know, with both companies as well as New Japan Strong.
Women's free agency is in such a unique place right now because you have Mercedes and Ronda Rousey, who are both globally exposed WrestleMania main eventers who are able to do whatever the hell they want right now. And that's, yeah. I mean, a few years ago, there had never been a WrestleMania main eventer that was a woman. Now you've got two of them floating around that can go and do whatever they want. That is a wild situation in wrestling. And Ronda just is like, I'm going to show up at this Lucha show, then I'm going to do Wrestling Revolver. I mean, also, like, listen, who wouldn't enjoy seeing like Ronda Rousey against Siri Kondo or Julia or something like that? Like, I don't know there'd be a lot of a pulling of moves there either.
Nah, I'm all for it. I've never met Ronda, but I am on that show next week. So I'm definitely looking to connecting with her. And I mean, if there's ever a possibility that Ronda could show up, you know, on a New Japan show and maybe in Stardom, or it could be awesome, you know, like really, really cool. Because obviously, like, I think she would fit perfectly, you know, better than any other company, you know, in Japan, working in Japan. Her style just fits that so perfectly. Her background, obviously, you know, Japanese fans really understand that part. So imagine, you know, Ronda Rousey doing a New Japan show would be incredible.
Yeah.
Like, that would be super, super cool.
And I know there were a lot of people that were like, okay, her work doesn't really fit in WWE. But like I said, if you put her in there, I mean, Kondo was a UFC fighter. When she was in the UFC, like, I wasn't rooting for her to lose or anything, but I was like, man, I'd really love to see her wrestle again. And now she's one of my favorite performers ever, period, since she's come back. It's been really a revelation. So you got free agents like that are out there, and you are one of these people who has your hands in so many different promotions, but also the independent circuit. And I know things got iffy during COVID and all that. How have you looked at it and seen sort of the wrestling world bounce back? Because it seems like maybe that situation did lead to a lot of companies being maybe more willing to work together because of the nature of what the world was experiencing at the time.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that's definitely one of the reasons why New Japan, I think, you know, really opened up even more than just working with CMLL. And, you know, obviously, you know, there was always talks between the wrestlers about, you know, AEW working with New Japan. I remember Jericho bringing it up. The last Wrestle Kingdom that he did, he's like, what do we got to do to get these two companies to work together? And I was like, all in due time, you know, let this thing build, you know, it's a forbidden door right now. Nobody can cross over. You're like the only one at this moment. So like, let there not be a rush for it. Let's build some anticipation for it. And the slower we go with it, the better it will.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I think that really showed, you know. So obviously, you know, pay-per-view numbers have been strong for Forbidden Door, and attendance has been really, really great for the last two. And yeah, I'm looking forward to number three.
Are there any bridges that were more difficult to rebuild or build than others? Because I remember interviewing Davey Boy Smith Jr. and he told me, well, I wanted to go work Impact when I was in New Japan, and they said, no, Jeff Jarrett screwed us over. And he was like, that was like four regimes ago. Like, he left, came back, and left again. He ain't there anymore.
Like, yeah.
Were no, there any of those that were more difficult to build?
Definitely Impact was not easy, an easy conversation at first, but also Scott D'Amore is, you know, he came over and he brought the rest of the regime with him and just said, hey, you know, guys, it's not that TNA anymore. It's, you know, we're a completely different company, completely different regime.
How ironic.
So, yeah. So I think that was cool. And it kind of opened up the, you know, the conversation a bit. And working with Scott, I mean, you know, he really understands what New Japan is, and he's obviously a fan of New Japan as well. So, you know, I think that, you know, us getting together so many times, honestly, even at Gallows's house, you know, a few times for like talking shop mania and everything, you know, we were able to have some really awesome conversations about what that would look like. And obviously, like he kind of wanted to make, even though it wasn't up to him, he wanted to make good on New Japan for any of the mistakes that the previous regimes had made, you know? And I think that he definitely did that.
I can't remember who it was. I feel like it was maybe Chris Bay for the J Cup. And I was like, oh, okay. They're bringing an Impact guy over. And mm-hmm. I was like, that, man, for a guy like that, first off, he's great. And that if you want somebody to send over and say, this is what we got, this is what we can help provide you, Chris Bay is a perfect example to help repair that relationship too. And he was, even at the time, he's like, yep, I'm aware of the weight on me, because if I go over there and stink it up or don't act right or anything like that, this thing that they were trying out might not happen. But I mean, it seems like everything has just gone swimmingly, because we're just seeing constant integration over there.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely see more, you know, I mean, it was cool to have Motor City Machine Guns and Josh Alexander over, you know, last October, just last month in Tokyo for one of the big shows, you know, going against Okada and Tanahashi and Ishii for the six-man title. So I feel like Josh is such a great like person that represents Impact so well and fits into like New Japan and New Japan style like perfectly, like swimmingly. So it'd be cool to have him, you know, maybe in a G1 or like New Japan Cup or something, you know. So I obviously would love to have you know, they got so many great junior wrestlers, having Ace Austin and Bay back for, you know, the Super Junior, or maybe the Super Junior tag or something, you know. There's definitely like so many opportunities, and you know, Mike Bailey's another great example of that. I mean, you know, him coming over just for the, you know, the show on Friday in Dallas, you know, I love having the Impact integration. I love having the AEW integration, and I just want to, you know, there's no borders right now, you know, it seems like, and there's so many cool matches and cool time. I mean, everybody's got great talent right now. I mean, like if you look across the board in professional wrestling, and this is probably the most talented professional wrestlers of all time, you know, like really, really. So yeah, I think it's cool, and I want to keep building those bridges. I mean, I was able to help CMLL and AEW come together with, you know, the Mystico stuff. And that was something that nobody thought would ever happen, especially CMLL.
Helped them move a lot of tickets too. People in AEW were very happy about that.
Exactly. Yeah. Move a lot of tickets. You know, it was just something that made sense. You know, when you look at it, it's like Mystico coming to AEW will obviously give CMLL a platform, you know, because they're going to reach fans that they wouldn't normally reach internationally. And Mystico's a great representative. He's got a strong name. And obviously coming to Houston, he's going to sell tickets, of course. You know, there's going to be a whole demographic of people who know him and want to see him, and especially for the first time in an AEW ring. I mean, it's super cool. So, yeah, so I was glad to be a part of that, and I hope that there's going to be more CMLL integration into AEW.
To circle back to Lone Star Shootout, I look up and down that card, and we mentioned people from everywhere there. Iwatani from Stardom, Eddie Kingston from ROH, John Moxley from AEW, Mike Bailey from TNA. You've got talent from CMLL, and of course, New Japan, who is putting on the show. We cannot be that far removed from a possible show that is just branded as AEW, New Japan, MLW, TNA, CMLL. Like, it almost just seems like a matter of discussing numbers and slapping logos on a poster at this point and finding a venue, which I feel like if you did slap all those logos up on a poster, it would do like stadium numbers as well, because people would be like, I got to see this. I got to see Speedball Mike Bailey versus, you know, anybody. Or it's just a matter of hammering out the details. And it's always something that seems like it's in the back pocket of these companies.
It's possible. You know, I think we're, you know, we're not probably there just yet, but I think that, you know, it becomes closer and closer. You know, I feel like, definitely, like I said, New Japan is kind of in the middle of it all. So I feel like, you know, New Japan hosting some kind of show like that, maybe in Japan, could be really, really cool. You know, really, really cool. You know, high production, do the whole thing like a Tokyo Dome or, you know, Yokohama Arena or something like that. And inviting, you know, some kind of world summit and inviting all these different companies to come wrestle on this card, you know, this, which would be a real mega super card, you know, and having, like you said, having all the logos and everybody being attached to it. That'd be money. Yeah.
Lone Star Shootout this Friday. You can check it out on Fight. Rocky Romero, thank you for giving me so much of your time. I always appreciate you. Again, I said in jest earlier, there's always so many different things to talk to you about because you're involved in everything. And not only that, you're wrestling everywhere as well, in addition to making all these things happen.
Yeah, I'm it's been a crazy, crazy year, 2023. I wasn't expecting to have, you know, a personal resurgence, you know, wrestling wise in Mexico. And, you know, obviously like being able to do really cool featured matches in AEW as well. You know, now I'm the
wrestled Akira in MLW a few weeks
ago. Yeah, MLW middleweight champion. You know, CMLL World Historic Welterweight Champion. And yeah, I want to do more of it next year. I don't know if I can do the schedule again like I did this year, because it was just a little too much. You know, I haven't been home much at all, so that's why like my dogs want to spend a little time with me, because I'm never home. But I want to continue on that road, keep pushing New Japan strong as hard as we can push it. And we've got a super card this Friday, Dallas, Texas, or Garland, Texas, if you want to get technical. New Japan Lone Star Shootout. It's going to be the main event's crazy. It's going to be Shingo defending the Never Open Weight Championship against Trent Barreta, who's an AEW star as well. And it's just a really crazy mix and match and hodgepodge of different wrestlers from all these great companies. And the only place you can see it is NJPW Strong.
There you go. Also, guys, if it's any indication, since August, Rocky has wrestled for branded shows for Impact, ROH, CMLL, AEW, New Japan, and MLW. My God, that's in a few months. A few years ago when Samoa Joe showed up on two of those, we were like, what? What's happening here? You're on like eight of them. Rocky, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Fightful, for having me. It's always a pleasure. Can't wait to do this again.
Till next time, guys, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.